Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Today is Yud Iyar Tav Shin Pei Hei. I'd like to share with you what I shared with my Kehila this past Shabbos, Parshas Tazria Mitzayra, that's Negea to today, Yud Iyar. In Shulchan Aruch, Tav Kuf Pei, in Hilchas Tainis, Yomim Shemisanim Bohem. So Shulchan Aruch says, Tzif Beis, Bi Yud Bi Iyar, Meis, Eli Hakayin Ushneibonov and Ishba Aron Hashem. These are the days in Sif Aleph it says, Elo Hayomim She'iru Bem Tzoros Laviseinu, V'royilis Hanois, V'royilis Hanis. These are days of Tzoros, days that it's Roy to fast. So one of these days is Yud Iyar. And Yud Iyar Meis Eli Hakayin. Eli HaKoyen died, Ushneibonov and his two sons, Chofni and Pinchas, V'nishba Oren Hashem, and the Oren Hashem was taken captive. Now this was in the year Tav Ayin Aleph, which is the year 2871. So that means this was 2914 years ago today. Eli HaKoyen, his two sons, it's their yard site, and Nishba Arayin Elikim. And this is the Maisa, in the beginning of Shmuel Aleph, where Klal Yisrael went to fight the Plishtim, in Perek Dalid, and they weren't doing well, so they brought out the Aron of Hashem, and they thought that that would be their Yeshua. And as we know, it was not, and the Aron was taken captive by the Plishtim. And Eli, the Pasuk says in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Tezvav, he was 98 years old and he wasn't able to see. And someone came, and Eli, the Pasuk before says, was Chared al Arayin Elikim. He was sitting and he was by the door looking, he wasn't able to see, but facing the direction of the battlefield. And he was waiting for some news because he was very afraid for the Aron of Hashem. And the person came, and he told Eli, Klal Yisrael fled from the Plishtim, and it was a magefa gedolah hisabam, v'gam shnei vanecha meisu chafni u'pinchas, your sons were killed, v'aroyin olikim no kocha, and the Aron of Hashem was taken. V'hikaz kires aroyin olikim v'yipo me'alakise achiranis, and when he heard that the Aron of Hashem was taken, he fell backwards, off his chair, and he broke his neck, v'yomis kizokin o'ish. So, with the news that the Aron of Hashem was taken captive by the Plishtim, Eli fell over and died. V'chalose Eishes Pinchas, and his daughter-in-law Eishes Pinchas was expecting, and she heard also the news that the Aron was taken, and she heard that her father-in-law and her husband had died, and she went into labor. And she was in great danger, and she was dying in childbirth. And what the Pasuk says, Vatikra lanar ichavoid, she called the child ichavoid, a lack of kavod. Lamer saying, Gola kavod mi Yisrael, the kavod has been taken from Klal Yisrael. Why? For two reasons. Elo iloka charein elikim. Number one, the Aron was taken. And number two, Velchamia v'isha, and her father-in-law and her husband were nifter on that day. Vatoymer, and then she said again, says the next Pasuk, Gola kavod mi Yisrael, kavod has been taken away, exiled from Klal Yisrael. Ki nilkach aroyinu alekim, because the Aron of Hashem was taken. So the Malbim over here says, what are these two things? First she said, Gola Kavod, because the Aron and her father-in-law and her husband. And then she said again, Gola Kavod, ki nilkach aroyinu alekim. So says the Malbim in something very yesodistic. The Malbim says that there are two Torahs in Klal Yisrael, she was saying. There's Torah Shebiksav, which is represented by the Aron HaKodesh, that has the Luchos and the Sefer Torah in it. And there's Torah Shebaal Peh, that are in the Libos of Chachmei Yisrael, that they were Mekabalit from Moshe Rabbeinu. If one of them is lacking, the other one could be Mashlim. Meaning to say, she was saying, if only the Aron of Elikim was taken, the Torah Shebiksav was taken from us, and Eli and his children and his sons would still be alive, they would be able to be machzer ha-Torah. We'd be able to be machzer the Torah Shebiksav to Klal Yisrael, because Eli Ubonov, the Torah Shebaal Peh, could bring it back. Avalata, but now she said in the first pasuk, Gala covered me Israel. All covered has been taken from Klal Yisrael. Why? Because Nilkach Arayin Elikim, the Torah Shebiksav has been taken, and also Velchamiyah V'isha, and the Torah Shebalpeh with her father-in-law and her husband has also been taken. Vatoimer, but now says the Malbim, she added in, why am I dividing it into two separate things? There's Arayin Elikim and there's Chamiyah V'isha. Why are there two Shemais? Kimoisha Arayin, just like the Arayin. The Arayin HaKadosh, which is Shoimer, the Luchais, that have the Dvar Hashem on it. Kein Eli Uvanov, so too Eli Uvanov, Mikable Torah Shebal Peh. Hem Arayin Ois Kedoshim, they are the Arayin HaKadosh. Noitzrim as Luchais HaBris, they also guard and protect the Luchais. Which Luchais? The Luchais HaBris HaChorus HaLuach Leiv, that's engraved and embedded in their hearts. The Torah Shebalpeh, which is on the lave of the Chachamim. And therefore she said, I don't have to say two different things. I could say, Gala Kavan Yisrael. Why? Kin Nilkach Arayinu Elikim. Because the Arayin of Elikim was taken. And in those words, Arayin Elikim, she says, we have two meanings to them. The Arayin of Hashem, the Arayin of the Torah Shebiksav and the Arayin of the Torah Shebalpeh. Ki nilkach Arayin Elokim. The Arayin has been taken from us. Both Arayinas have been taken from us. Arayin, even though it's a Lashon Yachid, he says, it's a Klaliistic Lashon. Arayin Elokim has been taken. Both the Arayin of the Torah Shebiksav and the Arayin of the Torah Shebalpeh. Uvaze Eirira Evil Gadol Al Baila. V'isha, it should say, Al-Chamiya V'isha. And with this she was ma'irah of great mourning in Klal Yisrael. Not only for the Arayin, but for her father-in-law and her husband. L'ashvoyisami ma'arayin habris. To equate them with the Arayin of Hashem. And he brings the Gemara Makas, grad in our shoulders, Be'ashabas, that is Siyam, V'daf yemi Makas, kamatib shoyi bavloi. D'kaimi mikami araysa, v'likaimi mikami gavarabo. The Bavloi are Tipshoim. They get up in front of a Sefer Torah, but not a Gavra Rabba. A Gavra Rabba is also an Arayin HaKadosh, because he has the Torah Shebal Peh. So basically she was saying that the Chachmei Yisrael with the Torah Shebal Peh, Charus Aluach Libam, they are the Arayin that is Shomer that Torah Shebal Peh. Ki Nilkach Arayin Elokim. Which is very similar to the Beis Halevi, whose Yartzeh was last Friday, Dalet Iyar. The Beis Halevi in his drasha, where he says that although Klal Yisrael with the Egel and the Lucha Shnias fell so many madregas and lost so many milas, but in one thing they were elevated. And he explains, and this is the complement to this Malbim. The Beis Halevi explains that with the Luchas Rishinas, all of Torah, there was no such thing as Torah Shebal Peh, he says. It was all. Kol Masha Talmud Vasagasa L'Chadish was there on the Luchais. In a Remez, however, it was there, it was all there. And there was no Shikha Satayra, there was no Yigiyah Satayra. You looked at it, you learned the Halacha, it became a part of you. So basically, he says, every person knew Kol HaTayra Kula or could know Kol HaTayra Kula. So Klal Yisrael at that time, he says, would have been the Arayin HaKadosh that holds the Torah in them. What's an Arayin? An Arayin is what we call Tashmishei Kedusha. It has halachas to it, has kedusha to it, but it's not the kedusha itself. It protects, it houses the Sefer Torah, which is the kedusha itself. But the Arayin is a tashmish kedusha. Zok the Beis Halevi, the Torah that Klal Yisrael learned with Luchais Rishainas, which is housed in their bodies. They were an Arayin for that Torah, but it wasn't a part of them. But with Luchais Shniyos, Shichas HaTorah came to the world. Torah Shebal Peh came to the world. Yigiyas HaTorah came to the world. Kosvei Maluach Libecha. Klal Yisrael is the toil to remember Torah. It becomes part of them. It becomes part of their blood. It becomes part of their metzias. It becomes engraved on their hearts. Zok the Beis Halevi, they're no longer just an Arayin holding a Sefer Torah inside them. They are the Torah itself. They are the klaf of the Torah. The house, the hearts, the minds, the mitzius of Tamid Chachamim, of Klal Yisrael, of Chachmei Yisrael. is that the Torah is engraved on their metzias. They are that klaf. They are the klaf of the Torah Shebaal Peh. And therefore, they're not just the Tashmish Kedusha Zok, the Beis HaLevi. They were elevated to Kedusha itself. Avada, their body, so to speak, are the Aroin of HaKadosh, of that Sefer Torah that's inside them. But Klal Yisrael's Neshama is the Sefer Torah itself. Ki Nilkach Aroinu Elikim. They are the Aroin. And in that Aroin, in their lave, is the Torah itself. That, says the Beis HaLevi, is the Mila that they got. And that's part of the Avoid of the Yemei HaSvira. The Yemei HaSvira is for Klal Yisrael to prepare themselves to be a klaf roi for Kabbalah HaTorah, roi for Hashem to write that Torah in our hearts. When you have a pristine klaf, white, brand new, it's strong, then you could write a beautiful Sefer Torah on it. But if it's dirty, it's messy, and it's not tanned properly, it's not turned into... So what do? You could write on it, but it's not going to be clear, it's not going to take as well. The Rabbi Nisham is giving us a Torah with Shavuos. But our klaf has to be ready. Our midas have to be ready. Our bodies have to be ready. Our neshamas have to be ready. Because we are that klaf. And that's the site of the Yemei HaSvira, to work on our midas, to work on our Beidon L'chaveroi, to work on our character traits, to work on Pirkei Avos, to work on our Amuna, in order that the klaf, that we're being ma'abed the klaf, we're creating the klaf, that the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give to us on Shavuos, and the Torah we're going to learn on Shavuos, and the Torah we're going to continue to learn throughout the year with Yegiya, is going to be able to taka, be engraved and engraved on our hearts. We are that klaf. That's what our focus is in the Yemei HaSvira. And that's the lesson that we learned today on Yud Iyar with the Yartzeit of Eli HaKayin and Chofni and Pinchas. Ki nishba aroin aleikim. That's part of the tzar of a nishba aroin aleikim. We have to remember the lesson that she taught us. Eishes Pinchas. Ki nilkach aroin aleikim. Klal Yisrael with their lave is the Torah itself. We are an aroin, but we're not the aroin of Luchas Rishaynas like the Beis HaLevi. We're an aroin that holds the Torah itself. We are the Torah itself. And we have to be roi for that. We have to make ourselves roi for that. If not, as much Torah as we pour into our bodies, whether it's Rabbi Nisham Shefaf Torah or our own Torah, it'll just slide right off the klaf. It won't stay. And even if it does, they'll leave a bissel aroishim. But you want the Torah to become a part of you? You have to make yourself a keli, a klaf that's roi, to be makabel that Torah. And to add one twist to it, nagea to parshas Tazria Mitzayra, be'ikr, but it's part of midos benadam lechaveroi, the shmeitza, the ksois, hachoishen. Rabbi Leib Heller, in his preface to his sefer Shmeitza, brings Yerushalmi in the first parak of brachas. Reb Shimon Yechai Omar. If I would have been standing on our Sinai when Hashem was giving the Torah to Yisrael, I would have asked the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Yitzbri Levarnosha train Pumin, that he should create for a person two mouths. One only for Torah, and one to do all his other needs. And included in that is Tefillah. That's the Gemara's being a Raya. That tefillah, Torah is much greater than tefillah. That the mouth that he wanted to say Torah, he didn't even want to have tefillah there. Tefillah v'chol tzrachim are in the other mouth. But then he said, Chazer v'omar. Then he said, no, he retracts. U'mayin chad hu la'sahal mayachil kaimei. Now we only have one mouth, and still with all the lashon hara in the world, delay to delay, with all the lashon hara in the world, still the world almost can't stand. He'll have a train, alachas kama v'kama. Can you imagine you have two mouths? How much Lashon Hara we could say? So Rabbanu's not smart. The only one made one mouth. But that's just a side problem. Really, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is telling us, it's roi that we should have one mouth, and that one mouth is only for Torah. Why? Says the Shmeitza and the Akdama, because Torah Shebal Peh is defined by the mouth. Shebal Peh. It's oral. It's the mouth. And he says, Where is the Torah Shebal Peh? It's not written down somewhere. It's in a person's mouth. The same you saw that the Malbim and the Beis Halevi are talking about the lave of Klal Yisrael. Zakt the Shmaitza, it's the mouth of Klal Yisrael that's the klaf. Umayak klaf shall terisha biktav tzorach ibulishma dafka vietar veloy tame. Can a klaf shall terisha about pe hainu a pe yerak lishma? It should only be for Torah, nothing else. Even tefillah can mess up the klaf of the Torah. Vishaper boy tre puma, that's why we needed two mouths. So therefore he says, but now that we only have one mouth. One mouth, how much careful we have. And we have to daven with that mouth. We have to talk with that mouth. But how careful you have to be. If you see, really, a mouth for Torah Shebal Peh shouldn't be used for anything else. Because you're ruining the klaf of your mouth. Dvarim Temeyim. Dvarim Asurim. Those ruin a person's mouth. That ruins the klaf. We ask the Kodesh Baruch to make Torah sweet. Torah is the sweetest thing. What do you mean, make it sweet, make it pleasant? The answer is because our mouths are so grimy and dirty with who knows what. Did you try to put the Torah in that mouth? It's not going to taste sweet. We ask the Rebbeinu Shem, help us cleanse our mouth so the Torah, the sweetness of the Torah, should be able to come through it. And adarabba v'adarabba, now that we have one mouth, adarabba, v'dibarta bom v'le b'dvarim b'teilim, we use that mouth to speak Torah and Advarim B'Teilim. In fact, I think Rav Zalman Saratzkin says that the Mitzayra who went around with his mouth saying, Lashon Hara, make him achleikis. What happens when he's outside the city? Anyone comes near him, the first thing he has to say, no, there's Hilchus Tumah here. I'm a Tameh. And this is how far away, if I spit, if I sit, if I walk, if I pass under a tree. He has to tell him, Mamish Halachas. Any person he meets, the first thing he has to say is not a piece of gossip. Adarabba. What's his kapara? That's how you cleanse your mouth. That's how you make a kaddish. That's his tikkun for the Lashon Hara that he spoke. So in the Yemei Asvira, we not only do work on personal traits, but b'chlau ben adam l'chaveroi. Rabbi Kiva's Tamim, Shalinogu Kovid Zelazeh, and their Madrega, but in our world, Shalinogu Kovid Zelazeh is very serious things. Lashon Hara, Rechilus, Dvar Masurim, all different types of things. This is the time when we have the parshiyos of Tazria Mitzayra. Look what Dibur could do. But it's more than what Dibur could do. What's Dibur doing to me? What's it doing to the klaf? I want to go then and daven to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I want to go then and learn. I want to write on the klaf of my mouth after I just went and said, who knows what? We expect it to be geshmak. We expect it to become a part of us. The first place it passes through before it goes in our hearts is in our mouths. And that's where it's got to start taking, and that klaf. This is what the Yemei HaSvira is all about, and this is what we remember on today, Yud Iyar. Ki nilkach haroyin elikim, every yid, is the klaf of Torah Shebal Peh. What are we going to do with that klaf? Are we going to make it into the most pristine and best hidrodik a klaf possible, in order that the Torah Shebal Peh, the Torah that we're going to learn, and the Torah being miyageyan, we want it to be a part of us. We want to remember it. We want it to change us. We want it to change us and to elevate us. We're not just the tashmish, the kedusha, we're the kedusha itself. We want to be a sefer Torah. But it starts with the klaf. It starts with the klaf, and that's the job of the Yemei HaSvira, cult of everyone.